on. 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, we got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Well, happy Football Wednesday, and I know a lot of you gearing up for more than a football game. I hope you're still gearing up for it. A football game Sunday at Denver, the Browns and the Broncos, but it's obviously the holidays fast approaching, so a lot of other stuff going on in everyone's life. But we'll try to make this hour, you know, give you maybe a little diversion from that or a compliment to the other things you got doing, running around, doing all your stuff for Christmas. I don't know. Is that what people do? I haven't seen much outside of the building here in Berea, so my running has been kind of running in place, except for the treadmill in the morning. But that's still running in place, isn't it? Anyhow, we've got, I think, a really good show for you. Dan Fouts, Hall of Famer, will join us. He is on the call for Sunday's game for CBS. He'll be with Ian Eagle. Sunday's game, Browns at Broncos. And we're going to hear this is the first Browns game he's had this season, so it'll be interesting to hear his takes on this Browns team. We're also going to get some Broncos lowdown. Jeff Legwald, who covers that team, has done so for a while. He's a veteran NFL writer for the Denver Post. We'll come aboard to talk about Peyton Manning and all things Broncos. And Ben Watson, Browns tight end, who's having a really strong year. He's been one of the bright spots of the offense. Still going strong, the veteran tight end, Jameer Howerton, will sit down with him. And your questions, your comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, the Browns Daily Twitter page, Browns_daily. You know you can email us, and you do, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. You know you can call us, and you do, at 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. Let's go to Brian from Facebook. He says, hey, Browns, you want people to come to the stadium and enjoy themselves? This is in response to yesterday's news of the hiring of Alex Shiner as the new president of the Browns, and a lot was discussed about the enhancing the game day experience, the fan experience. And he was a big part of course, the Dallas Cowboys, the construction of their new stadium when he was senior vice president and general counsel for the Cowboys, his previous job before joining the Browns. He'll officially join the Browns on January 7th. So Brian, on the heels of that, says, if you want people to come to the stadium and enjoy themselves, win, just win. And that's understood. It's understood by everybody. It's certainly understood by not just the Browns' new president, but the owner, Jimmy Haslam, the CEO, Joe Banner. Everybody in this building, and it was understood before they got here, that you get more interest in more people by winning. Yes, it's a simple formula. You know, it sounds like a simple formula, but it's not that simple, and we know that. The thing is, and again, the focus is on improving the football team. No one is forgetting that. I assure you that, Brian, and anyone else. At the same time, it is fair to, you have to, as a football organization, which means you're an entertainment entity in this day and age, you have to have more than just a team and a game for the fan experience to be something great and memorable. And it's your stadium. It's what's in your stadium. It's how your stadium is put together. And there are enhancements, and things have been done through the years, but there is more to do. And it's what you see, you can talk jumbotrons, high def TVs, but you also can talk about, you know, depending on your level of seating and such and what you've invested to be there, what you get for your money besides a football game. Internet, wireless, all those things. Everybody, you want to basically be at a game and be able, as close as you can come to, if you choose, the experience you have if you're trying to watch the thing at home. And that's the, and therein is the issue. And the NFL has been, as a league, has been attacking this for years. And I've worked on that side of it with the league and working on it now at the club level with the Browns. You see that that's, you're all trying to build that mousetrap, so to speak, that that allows everybody to be happy with being there. And from our standpoint, from the team standpoint, being there is what counts the most, because it's the experience. It's what we're here for, is to have you there. You want to be followed, even if you don't have a ticket. You certainly want that following and that support. And not everybody who is a Browns fan goes to Browns games. I understand that. Not everybody who's an NFL fan goes to NFL games, but they watch them, and they and you follow them, and you follow teams in every possible way. But that it is imperative to drive everything toward that fan experience, to have every seat filled, and it's not just the business equation. It makes the team better. So if you have engaged fans, it translates into a better football experience all the way around. Players feed off of that. Everybody feeds off of that. But you also have to give people something to cheer about. And yes, that's the football side of it. And again, trust me, that is not getting short shrifted in the conversation about how to enhance the fan experience through the stadium. But that's important too. That's important too. And that's going to be heavily addressed and attacked with the arrival of Alex Shiner and the collective brain trust that's been being put together and is together here in Berea. Tina from Twitter said she wants to see more of Josh Cribbs in the Wildcat formation. Nice job putting him in there more. You know, it's the last couple of games that we've seen him, and he's been effective on, what, two of the three plays that he's run from Wildcat. That speaks to him, his instincts and savvy in running the football, and also the overall execution, the blocking and such. And it's been effective. But the question is, how many times can you use it and it still be effective? And it's not going to be effective against every defense. Oh, aggressive over pursuing defenses, similar to those that the Browns, or exactly like those that the Browns have faced in their last two games, Washington and Kansas City, works better than others that are kind of function and put together a little differently with their approaches. It's just, you know, and the study and anticipation and whatever tendencies that the opponent sees that can pick up on to counteract it and be ready for it. Because a lot of times when teams run Wildcat, there's not an overwhelming success ratio. But yes, Josh Cribbs has done well with it. All right, in about 2 minutes, we are going to hear from a Hall of Famer, Dan Fouts. He'll be doing the analysis for CBS Sports and their coverage of Sunday's game with the Browns and the Broncos. Joining us right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as you listen to us on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I'm such a bargain shopper.
More shoes?
Actually, I found the deal of my dreams online at LibertyFord.com.
You can't believe everything you read on the Internet.
You can at Liberty Ford. Paid the online price, got a Carfax and repair history, plus they gave me more for my trade than I had researched online.
We'll see what happens when you get there.
But it happened yesterday, just like they said it would.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Mead believes that learning experiences between parents and children should be memorable. The Mead Workbook line, available at Discount Drug Mart, is comprehensive, engaging, and full of fun early learning activities. Pro Points members can earn great prizes and discounts by purchasing Mead Workbooks. Mead Early Learning products provide children with their building blocks for learning success. Pick up yours today at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
The following was inspired by an actual conversation.
Hello, Arby's.
Hi, who sliced your meat today?
Doug. Why?
Is Doug a robot?
No, Doug's not a robot.
Is non-robot Doug freshly slicing roast beef for the Arby's French dip and Swiss sandwich, and then adding melted Swiss and a cup of steaming au jus?
Yeah, actually he is.
Good. I will take human Doug over a machine any day.
Get two Arby's French dip sandwiches for just $5 at participating restaurants for a limited time. Arby's, slicing up freshness.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples, that was easy.
In-store only, ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes F's and inks, subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks, limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
Is there a serious golfer on your shopping list? This holiday, give them the gift of better golf from Golf Tech. For just $199, they'll get a complete swing evaluation, a 30-minute lesson with a certified Golf Tech coach, plus a video-based practice session, all in our fully equipped indoor training bays. Make your golfer happy this holiday. Give them some game from the leader in golf improvement. Call Golf Tech Cleveland at 440-348-1757, 440-348-1757, or golftec.com/holiday.
Hi, this is Pat Shermer. On behalf of all of us here at the Cleveland Browns, here's wishing you and yours a very happy and safe holiday season. Go Browns.
Nicely done there, Coach. And Browns fans, speaking of gift ideas, lock in your seats for the 2013 season today. Browns season tickets make great holiday gifts. Place your deposit for new 2013 season tickets before December 25th and receive a special Browns holiday certificate. Go to clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. And this segment, it's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. And joining us now from CBS Sports, Hall of Famer Dan Fouts. He will be on the call with Ian Eagle for Sunday's game between the Browns and Broncos. First of all, Dan, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Vic. Thanks for having me, as always.
Yeah, so I know, you know, you've had a chance to see the Browns in the past, but not this particular version, which has so many young players. And I guess that's the place to start, Dan, when you've got a rookie quarterback and surrounded by other rookies and rookies on the defensive side. One could say that a 5-win season at this point is not entirely shocking, although, as you know, they've been a very competitive team for most of their games this year.
Well, that's the key, is the competitiveness. And, you know, you talk to people around the league as they look forward to next year, and there's a couple of teams that jump out at you because of their youth. One is Indianapolis, and the other is Cleveland. And, you know, if they can continue to build with the youngsters they have, they've got some real talent there. But it does take time, and I would think that, you know, everybody, all the fans want to go to the Super Bowl every year. But you got to be realistic at times and look at the roster and then look ahead and maybe think that, you know, if we keep building, keep progressing, then maybe someday we'll be there.
And, Dan, they've got a rookie at quarterback, Brandon Whedon. I know you know about him, but I also know that you're doing more studying on him as you prepare for this game. But in general, when the one storyline that's been there is sort of, you know, finding that consistency. He had one of his worst games last week against the Redskins, and I'm not trying to pin a whole loss on one guy, but he did throw two picks that did result in 14 points for Washington, probably his second worst game of the year. But to encounter that as a rookie at this stage of the season, what is the mindset that you can look at from a quarterback's perspective?
Well, obviously you hope to learn from those mistakes and bounce back and have a good game. And I think it's important that, you know, that Brad Childress gives him a game plan, especially in Mile High. I mean, it's a tough place to play in the best of conditions. But when you're going up against a team like the Broncos and the defense that they've put together this year, you know, they're highly ranked in every defensive category. It's important for Whedon to get off to a good start and get some early completions. I know you hear this all the time, and it almost sounds like a cliche, but it's so true. I mean, to build confidence, and it's not just for the quarterback. It's for the other 10 guys in that huddle and the other guys on the sidelines, especially the defense, thinking that, hey, maybe we can get some points and get a little rest over here, because rest is important in Denver because there's no air there.
Right, right. And when you bring up that challenge of facing the Broncos, you know, you think of Von Miller, you think of Elvis Dumervil coming off those edges as pass rushers. And what that brings to mind for me with Brandon Whedon, so far what I've seen in him is a guy who often is methodical in his work, meaning or a little too deliberate, meaning that I don't know that he's going through everything at quite a fast enough pace. When you're coming up against rushers like that, Dan, can you adjust? I mean, can you not only are you going to ask your linemen to do, you know, hold up their protection, and you can do other things to enhance protection, but things have to happen at a quicker pace, right?
Well, and there's no question, and if it doesn't, you're doomed, basically. And any quarterback, regardless of what their year in the league is, they know where the pass rushers are. They know the reputation. They know that teams like to move them around. With Denver, it's unique because you got two good ones on each side. It's kind of like the Indianapolis Colts with Mathis and Freeney. I think these guys at this point of their career are more dangerous than Mathis and Freeney. And it will help if Whedon does speed things up. But basically, Vic, what they got to do is they've got to run the ball and then play action. And play action is the best way of slowing down a pass rush. And if you can do that, then you can be a little bit more methodical in your reads.
Yeah, and they have Trent Richardson, and he hasn't had too many of those breakout type of games. He's not had a lot of explosive runs, but it's amazing, Dan, watching this guy down by the goal line with 11 touchdown rushes, and he broke Jim Brown's rookie record for touchdown runs. He's given this team a dimension it hasn't had, a back who can get into the end zone when they're close.
Well, you know, that's the big thing is to get down there, obviously, and when you've got a weapon like Richardson that can punch it in, it gives the quarterback and the offense so many more options than we just talked about play action, and that's a big part of it as well. But if you've got a guy you can count on like Richardson, then you have something special. But you got to get down to the red zone.
Dan Fouts from CBS Sports, the Hall of Fame quarterback, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dan, an amazing story playing out in Denver. Peyton Manning's comeback year and just looking like the Manning that I think we've always known. How remarkable is it to you that he comes back from that neck surgery and is playing and misses a whole year of football in 2011 and is playing at the level he's been playing?
Yeah, I think he's playing better than he ever has. And that is what kind of adjective you want to use? Unbelievable, incredible, remarkable, they all work. And I just think that, you know, it's a feel-good story, too, because of the type of guy that Manning is. I mean, he's just first-class guy every which way you want to look at it. Is he the comeback player of the year? I think he is, but Adrian Peterson's right up there, too. But when you think about Peterson, he was never really gone.
Right.
You know, he got most of the season in last year, but what he has done is absolutely unbelievable to come back from an ACL. But that's how you define that category, is coming back from, whether it's a neck surgery or four like Manning's had, or a knee injury like Peterson had.
There's something about Manning's game, right, that is so distinct, I think, and you, every great quarterback, and I would, you know, look at your game and others, Dan Marino, others who have been as prolific as you guys are, Tom Brady, you do certain things, you have certain characteristics that make you special. And I know we've talked about your days with the Chargers and Eric Coryell, it was always about not getting first downs but getting touchdowns. With Manning, it's that orchestration of things at the line. It's kind of all the gesticulations he does with his arms for that are real or fake, but it's unique. Take me through, and I know you've seen enough of this guy to know this, but take me through what makes him so special in how he carries things out during a game.
Well, the word that comes to mind is control. He's always in control, and not only of the offense, but of himself. You talk about a coach on the field. Well, he is absolutely that. I mean, you watch him on the sidelines talking to the offensive line, the running backs, the receivers. He probably even talks to the kickers. I just marvel at the way that he's been able to do this and really set an example for so many other quarterbacks in the league. I mean, Brady is doing the same things the last couple of years at the line of scrimmage, and what I like about it is it's given control back to the quarterback, and you know, that's the way it used to be in the league before coaches decided they were smarter and they could call every play from the sidelines. We know that's not true, Vic, but in some cases it is, and in other cases you're lucky to have a guy like Manning. But you know, I think Mike McCoy, their offensive coordinator there in Denver, needs to get a lot of credit for the job he's done, not just this year with Manning, but last year with Tebow. Right. You know, he committed an entire offense to Tim Tebow, and all they did was, you know, go on, win the division, and win a playoff game against the Steelers. And now the Manning comes in with his style, and the adjustment that McCoy has made has been part of the reason why the Broncos have won 9 in a row. And when you look at the great coaches, that's a characteristic. You know, fit your system to the players you have and not vice versa.
And as we look at Manning and trying to defense him, the chore that the Browns face defensively is so enormous. And I wonder, I mean, obviously it's possible to have some defensive success against him. Teams did this year. You saw it with the Atlanta Falcons especially. And Mike Nolan had a scheme that had Manning for one of those rare times look befuddled. And I don't know that that's really happened. It doesn't happen often, and I don't know if it's really happened since. But as you consider what the Browns have to do defensively, what would be kind of the areas that you think they need to focus on to have any chance of slowing him down?
Well, number one, it comes with the pass rush and varying the pass rush and not giving him the same look every time. He's so good at recognizing the alignments and the different movements in the defense. But all quarterbacks can be confused. It's basically timing of the defense, how they move, when they move, what looks they give the quarterback. You talked about Nolan. That's what he did in that game early in the season down in Atlanta. That is always going to be the key to stopping any quarterback is pressure and confusion.
Demaryius Thomas, Eric Decker, Brandon Stokley, they're, you know, all of those guys are good receivers. I mean, maybe others would tell me they're great, but my sense is that their game, each of their performances is elevated so much by Manning. Are you a believer in that? I mean, you're a guy who played with some pretty good receivers, including a Hall of Famer or so of your own. How do you look at how the relationship is between Manning and his receivers and, again, Cleveland's task of dealing with them in coverage?
Well, the big thing about both those receivers is that they're big. They got good size, and in Thomas's case, he can really run. Decker's coming back from an injury. He already has over 70 catches this season, as does Thomas. So they're a handful on each side. But you're right. I mean, Manning has made them to the point where we're talking about them. Nobody was talking about these two guys last year. You know, Thomas had the long pass from Tebow in the playoffs against the Steelers in overtime that won the game. But up until that point, nobody really knew who he was. But now everybody is very aware of both Thomas and Decker.
9 wins in a row. The Broncos are shooting to get home field advantage, obviously, in the playoffs. The Browns really just, you know, try to play for pride, play for a new owner and a new CEO, new people in charge here in Berea. So when you see a matchup like that, is it just a case where the Broncos should be careful of this type of game, or what do you think?
Well, yeah, you know, anything can happen, and I think that you touched upon new ownership and new decision makers there in Cleveland. There's no higher motivation, at least in my recollection, than job security. You know, you want to impress your new bosses. You want to play next year. You still want to be a part of this young franchise that is looking bright with the youth and the ability this year to win the games that they've won. And to go into Denver and mix up the playoff picture a little bit for the Broncos, that would be quite an accomplishment.
Dan, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
I appreciate it, Vic. Thanks for having me on. Happy holidays, man.
Yes, same to you and your family. He is Dan Fouts from CBS Sports. He will be on the call with Ian Eagle on Sunday's game between the Browns and Broncos. We've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Blitzen, blitzen, all ears are reindeer, pulling all the rain.
oil change light just turned on. Oh, don't worry. I have an appointment at Liberty Ford tomorrow.
You don't need to buy a new car. You just need to get your oil changed.
I am. In fact, they will change the oil, rotate my tires, check the brakes, belts, batteries, and filter, all for just $39.99.
What, no car wash?
Well, that too. You get nothing but the best service at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for 18 flavors of incredible wings. Voted best wings in the USA. But ooh, baby, there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, specialty drinks and drafts. All served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube. And every Tuesday is all-you-can-eat wing night.
Great times, great food. Back to Quaker Steak and Lube.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like mobile deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And virtual wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/always open. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use mobile deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Gillingham Ford celebrating 55 years in the car business, and they want to continue creating the best car buying experience in Northeast Ohio. They'll make your next new car purchase fair, open, and honest. They guarantee it. Ford provides the best U.S.-made products on the road, like the all-new 2013 Ford Escape and the 2013 Ford Fusion. Gillingham provides the very best deals. Get your next car based on your needs, not what some dealer has the most of. Let Gillingham Ford put you in that new Ford today. Check them out. Bob Gillingham Ford. Stop in and see why Gillingham is truly the home of the real deal. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma. That's between Ridge and Tiedemann off I-480. Whether you're West Sider, East Sider, Gillingham Ford always going to be on your side. Stop, call, or find them on the web. You'll see why Gillingham Ford is truly home of the real deal. And congratulations, Gillingham Ford, celebrating 55 years in business and in the community. Gillingham Ford.
Why do tire stores advertise one price and charge you another? They can't mount the tires without balancing and valve stems, so why don't they give you those free? It's time for a change. NTB introduces Ready to Roll. The lowest price plus all the extras at no extra charge. Every tire, every brand. Yokohama, BF Goodrich, Pirelli, and more. Even Michelin and Goodyear. It's the lowest install price on tires, guaranteed. Mounting, included. Balancing, included. Valve stems, included. Free flat repair, included. Even free rotation for the life of the tire. NTB's Ready to Roll is the best value on the road. Mounting, balancing, valve stems, free flat repair, all included. Even free rotation for the life of the tire. At NTB, you're ready to roll, even on our $39.99 tires. Drive in or schedule service at ntb.com. State mandated fees may apply.
The Harlem Globetrotters will bring the ultimate in sports entertainment to Cleveland on December 27th at 7 p.m. For the first time ever, the Globetrotters will let fans rewrite the rules of the game. Two basketballs? Double the points? A penalty box? You decide. You and your family will remember this Globetrotters game forever. See the world's most famous team live at Quicken Loans Arena on Thursday, December 27th. Buy your tickets today at theqarena.com and vote for your favorite rule at harlemglobetrotters.com.
Hi, this is Phil Dawson. On behalf of all of us here at the Cleveland Browns, here's wishing you and yours a very happy and safe holiday season. Go Browns.
Football Wednesday, holiday season, got it all for you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we take you inside the locker room. Our own Jameer Howerton does that, sitting down with a key Browns player. Today, it is tight end Ben Watson. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Ben, it's week 15 of a long season, and you guys are gearing up to face the Denver Broncos. Besides the game plan, just talk about what you guys do in practice now. How different is it from week one to what you guys are doing now in practice?
Well, first of all, practice is a little bit abbreviated now. You know, whenever you get late in the season, guys are It's been a long season. Some guys are beat up. They usually take off a few reps out of practice, but we still try to get our work done. We have a lot more meeting and walkthrough time instead of, you know, the full speed practicing. But other than that, you know, we still go through our plays. We still, you know, come in, you know, early and leave late because the season's still going.
And with that being said, talk about the fight and the energy that you're seeing from guys on the field and in and around the locker room.
Something that Coach made a good point of today in team meeting was that this is what we do. No matter what our record is, obviously, you know, the math didn't work out. We lost too many games to make the playoffs right now. But this is what we do. We come out and we practice and we play football games and they coach football games. So there's always energy because we enjoy what we're doing and we find it a privilege to be able to play the game.
Now, looking ahead to the Denver Broncos, you're facing a defense that's ranked 8th in the NFL. What's it going to be like to go against second-year linebacker Von Miller?
He's a great player. He's a great young player, very fast. Their whole defense is... something that stands out about their defense is the speed that they have. They have a lot of speed on defense. They have a very veteran defense. You know, obviously Vaughn's a second-year player, but you look across the board and they've got, you know, 9 years, 14 years, 10 years, 12 years. You know, they've got guys who have played a lot of football. So it's incumbent upon us to be sure of what we're doing to play fast whenever you play a fast team.
Speaking of 14 years, that leads to my next question. And Champ Bailey, talk about some of the challenges that this secondary will present.
Well, I'm glad Champ's not going to be covering me because he's an all-pro. He's a Hall of Fame player, you know, who is still locking receivers down and is still one of the best, if not the best, corners in the game. So, you know, anytime you have a player like that, he has to be accounted for. He's a ball hawk, and he's just great at setting off the side of the field. So it's important for the whole offense to be on point. You know, we have some great young receivers here who run great routes, so it's going to be definitely a challenge for them anytime you face a great player. But I'm confident that they will rise to the challenge.
And lastly, Ben, just taking a look back at last week's game, the Redskins 3-4 defense brought a lot of pressure and showed quarterback Brandon Weeden a different look. How much can last week's game help the Browns offense moving forward as you guys finish the season, considering that you're going to be facing two talented defenses?
Well, last week we faced a lot of movement with the Redskins, and again, when you face movement, it's important to be able to play fast. It's important to be on your assignment, and I think that bodes well for us moving forward. I mean, we realize that we've got to react quickly, and when we go to a hostile environment like Denver, we go to a hostile environment like Pittsburgh, a lot of times you can't hear. A lot of times you can't hear the calls, so it's important for us in practice to prepare for that. You know, again, these last three games, you're right, we're facing some very good defenses. So we just got to be on point on offense and execute.
Ben, thank you for your time, and happy belated birthday to you.
I appreciate that, man. You too. You too, happy birthday.
Thank you, Ben. Back to you, Vic.
All right. Thank you, Jameer and Ben Watson. Yes, celebrating a birthday as well this week. So happy for him and his family. And he's doing great stuff in the community. You're going to hear a little bit about that a little later on in the show. But up next, we are going to get into more about this Broncos team. Going to tell you more about what they're doing to have put together a 9-game winning streak after a rugged start. I know a lot of it is Peyton Manning and company, but a man who's going to help us educate us about this team more deeply is Jeff Legwald from the Denver Post. That's in about 2 minutes right here. I'm Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
And I've brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow.
John can't wait. His new F-150 will be here in 30 minutes.
His new what?
F-150. Liberty Ford is delivering it to the house.
Delivering? Are you two just made of money?
No, we were busy later, so they're bringing it to us, paperwork and all. And with the deal we got, I'd say Liberty just made it really convenient.
Ugh, it's just too easy.
No, that's just Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for 18 flavors of incredible wings. Voted best wings in the USA. But ooh, baby, there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, specialty drinks and drafts. All served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube. And every Tuesday is all-you-can-eat wing night.
Great times, great food. That's too quick to steak and lube.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your ways. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, reuse.
recycle and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
71 degrees, please.
73 degrees, please.
When it comes to keeping your home warm this winter, what's your perfect degree of comfort? We'll help you find it with a new Rheem heating system that'll keep you warm, save on energy costs, and may qualify for utility rebates and tax credits.
72 degrees and I'm in heaven.
Get professional service on all brands of equipment. Visit Broadview Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem top contractor, at broadviewheating.com today.
Why is a Home Depot gift card the perfect stocking stuffer? Well, a new deck won't fit under the tree, at least not the Christmas tree. And a bathroom update is so hard to wrap. But choose any gift card from the Home Depot's creative collection, and it can be whatever any doer on your list wants it to be. Give the gift of doing this year with a little pocket-sized power. A gift card from the Home Depot. More savings, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Sunnyside Audi is Cleveland's only 5-year-in-a-row Magna Society dealer. With over 150 years combined Audi sales and service staff, Sunnyside Audi has the J.D. Power highest customer satisfaction of Audi dealers in Ohio. Check out their great selection of new and certified pre-owned Audis. Located off I-71 and Pearl Road in Middleburg Heights, with extended sales and service hours Monday and Thursday nights and Saturday. Now offering a complimentary car wash, loaner, and valet service. East Side, West Side. It's always Sunnyside. SunnysideAudi.com.
Hi, this is Joe Thomas. On behalf of all of us here at the Cleveland Browns, here's wishing you and yours a very happy and safe holiday season. Go Browns! This rejoin right here, Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, this Bruce Springsteen rejoin, my all-time favorite Christmas song, period. Trumps them all. Trumps them all. Some of it because, I mean, just because, all right, I love Bruce Springsteen, but it's because, and I spent a chunk of time in New Jersey during my career here, so most of his music relates to that. Anyhow, nothing beats being there live to cheer your favorite college team on to victory. So get tickets to all the biggest college bowl games of the season at primesport.com. That's primesport.com. And joining us now from the Denver Post, he covers the Broncos, Jeff Lagwell. Jeff, thanks, first of all, for taking some time with us today, buddy.
It's all good, Vic.
This team, amazing season so far. On the whole weekly debate over, I think it's a weekly debate, over which team is the best in the respective conferences or even in the league, at 11-3, pretty good case can be made for the Broncos. I know you've had a chance to also look at other teams as well. Are you buying the argument that they are right now the best team in the AFC and if not the NFL?
I think you got to put them in the discussion. I know head-to-head they have some early season losses to Houston and New England. And, you know, the New England one in particular was fairly ugly. But I don't think, you know, Manning was quite settled in with what they were doing yet. And I think they're a lot different team at this moment than they were in September and October. And I'm not sure, you know, it's that same deal. You know, if for one game on one day, if you've got a Hall of Fame guy quarterback, you know, you always have the potential to be the best team. And I think they're in that argument right now.
And Manning is the story of this season, of the whole role that they've been on, as you mentioned, since mid-October, going undefeated since that point, and looking like a very different team that, as you mentioned, too, lost to Houston and lost to the Patriots. But what are they with Manning? Has he recreated the Colts of his prime time? Do you see the Manning that looks like the guy who played at his very was playing at his very best when he was a league MVP and, you know, leading the Colts to Super Bowls?
Yeah, I think it's interesting for me to watch Manning now because, you know, I was working in Nashville when he was at Tennessee, so I spent an awful lot of Saturdays covering his games and, you know, saw him practice a few times when he was a teenager. And I saw him practice when he was in Indy, and now I see him practice every day. And you see some concessions to age, basically, the natural things, you know, that, you know, he never had a power arm. So I always thought the discussion this year from so many people that his arm strength was down, I thought was a little misplaced, because that was never his game, ever. And you can go back and look at game video from 2003, you know, 1999, and you can see the same sort of, you know, quote-unquote wobbly passes that people are sort of dissecting now. But the difference is, you know, you have a guy who's come off four neck surgeries, so it's natural to point at those things now and say it's a function of the neck. And I don't see that. I think what he has consistently said, the neck isn't an issue. It's the nerves that were, you know, that were injured because of the disc problem, and that when those nerves come all the way back, then he'll be all the way back. And I think doctors have told him, you know, it may be a little longer yet, so he doesn't have 100% strength in that right triceps, which is where the nerve affected. So, you know, he does have that issue, but he still makes any throw he wants to. When he does, I've said he's more like a pitcher now. You know, he only uses the fastball when he needs it. And the rest of them, he throws what's needed on that play. And it's obviously been good enough for him to be one of the most accurate guys in the league this year.
Yeah, and just the way he utilizes those receivers, again, so familiar to what we saw when he was a member of the Colts, the spreading the ball around. It looks like, you know, pretty even distribution, you know, to his guys. And just watching how Thomas is a big part of this, and Decker Stokely, you know, the old faithful, these guys, whenever he needs that money pass thrown, somebody's there not only to catch it, but they're open. And of course, he's Peyton Manning, so he knows right where to go and when to go there. And it seemed like that was the thing he just had to establish, right? Because early on, that rhythm, that timing, that familiarity couldn't have been there right off the bat, but he got there pretty quickly.
You know, they did, Vegan. I think it'll only get better. You know, I think that's the... I'll be interested to see this offense next year. I mean, I know that's jumping ahead of the game, but I think, you know, with another offseason, all those things, people will see even more efficiency. It's been, from the receiver standpoint, it's been kind of funny to watch the guys sort of fight it out to be his favorite, you know, on that week. So I think the Broncos privately sort of like that. You know, last year they knew, most of those guys knew they weren't getting the ball because...
Yeah,
you know, in the offense with Tebow, they weren't gonna pass. I mean,
right. And if they did, Demaryius Thomas was gonna be the dominant guy, but he's not alone now. Eric Decker and the others chime in.
Yep. Now it's about, you know, what's the read, what's the defense doing, and who's open, and that's who's getting the ball.
We're visiting with Jeff Legwell, who covers the Broncos for the Denver Post, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Another interesting dynamic is we don't think of much of a running game with the Broncos, but there's actually something there, it looks like, with no Sean Moreno. Obviously, Willis McGahee had been the guy. He gets hurt, and there was a feeling that maybe the running game was going to suffer badly. But Moreno showed last week with 100-plus yards against the Ravens, pretty good Ravens defense, that he's viable.
And I think they've been more intent on running the ball. I think they've, you know, a good example, you know, Moreno's carried the ball 54 times, I believe, in the last two games, and he's had four games in a row with at least 20 carries, and neither of those numbers are numbers McGahee hit as the starter. So they've actually, you know, tried to hand the ball to Moreno more than they did McGahee at times. So I think they've wanted to sort of establish that, and they've had protection issues up front, and I think they see the best way at handling that right now, because, you know, you can't, it's not like you can go out and get reinforcements or anything. I think they see the best way to protect Manning right now is to run the ball better. So they've made a bit more of an effort over the last month or so to do that.
The defensive side of the ball, very interesting as well. Von Miller, the big star, the sack machine, but you've still got Elvis Dumervil, Derek Wolfe at the end positions. And in general, a defense that with Champ Bailey at cornerback, and Browns fans know, of course, about Mike Adams, who was here last year. He's starting at safety, strong safety for the Broncos. How do you see that group complementing, again, all that's happening with Manning on the offensive side?
Well, I talked to Joe Collier last week, and Joe was the defensive coordinator here for many years, including the Orange Crush, the fabled Orange Crush defense here. And Joe says this group has a chance to be better if they can keep it together. And he points to Von Miller. You know, he said, basically said Von Miller's sort of one of those forever players. You know, a guy who could be a benchmark player. And as Elway's first draft pick as the team executive, you can see what, Elway thought of him too. And, he's the difference maker, you've got Miller, and then you've got a guy who also led the league in sacks one year in Doomerville at the other end. So they kind of work from the edge in. They put Champ on the best receiver or the guy they think is the best matchup, and they play very aggressively, and that's a pretty tough combination when you've got that kind of edge pressure and a corner who can take, a quarterback's favorite receiver out of the game. And then they've got enough guys playing well. I mean, last week, they put Champ Bailey on Torrey Smith in Baltimore, and Chris Harris held Anquan Boldin without a catch for the first time since 2005. So, I mean, they've got guys really, buying into what Jack Del Rio's doing, and they can play. They can legitimately win games on defense, even if Manning had a bad day or, it was required.
What's the mindset of this team? Because they're competing. You certainly that home field advantage is a big prize, and they're going to be out there playing their best for that. But how do you think they would look at this Browns team coming off a very disappointing loss to Washington, and a sense that they're really only in there to play for pride or whatever you want to call it, making a long trip out there? How do you think they're going to see this game and see this Browns opponent?
Well, I think the veteran players here have made no secret that home field is a big enough carrot that everybody should, should have everybody's attention. And I think, guys like Manning and Champ Bailey and Brandon Stokely and all those guys, they've gone all around this week already reminding the young guys that, look, it's great to win the division and everything, but, you need home playoff games to really do damage in the postseason. And Champ Bailey, for example, has never played in a Super Bowl in his career. He desperately wants to. So I think he in particular has made it, pretty evident that it's not good for them to sort of take a comfortable week yet.
Right.
They've got everybody's attention, I think. And Fox will hammer it home. He'll keep playing the three-game winning streak card that the Browns had, and that they're 4-3 over their last seven, and those things. I mean, the message is getting delivered, and I think guys are smart enough to understand that it's a lot better to play in Denver than somewhere else in the postseason.
Great stuff, Jeff. We appreciate it. We look forward to seeing you on Sunday, my friend.
You're the best. Thanks, Rick.
He is Jeff Lagwall from the Denver Post joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The most wonderful time of the year.
I'm such a bargain shopper.
More shoes?
Actually, I found the deal of my dreams online at LibertyFord.com.
You can't believe everything you read on the Internet.
You can at Liberty Ford. Paid the online price, got a Carfax and repair history. Plus, they gave me more for my trade than I had researched online.
We'll see what happens when you get there.
And it happened yesterday, just like they said it would.
Oh.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
In the world of B2B commerce, a lot can happen between that first B and the second. That's why First Merit Merchant Services is ready for anything. With a full range of support services from fraud monitoring to chargeback mitigation, your business can easily grow and change and grow some more. And if you sign up now, we'll waive your setup fee too. For more information, call 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
The following was inspired by an actual conversation.
Hello, Arby's.
Hi, who sliced your meat today?
Doug.
Doug a robot?
No, Doug was not a robot.
Is non-robot Doug freshly slicing roast beef for the Arby's French dip and Swiss sandwich, and then adding melted Swiss and a cup of steaming au jus?
Yeah, actually he is.
Good. I will take human Doug over a machine any day.
Get two Arby's French dip sandwiches for just $5 at participating restaurants for a limited time. Arby's, slicing of freshness.
Why is a Home Depot gift card the perfect stocking stuffer? Well, a new deck won't fit under the tree, at least not the Christmas tree. And a bathroom update is so hard to wrap. But choose any gift card from the Home Depot's creative collection, and it can be whatever any doer on your list wants it to be. Give the gift of doing this year with a little pocket-sized power. A gift card from the Home Depot. More savings, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
It's a scientific fact. Man can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
It's fourth and goal, and they need a touchdown. So, Miss Rayboy of Westport, Connecticut, you better go for it. Because your wife wants a sapphire and diamond ring for Christmas, and you need to score more than a field goal. Also, could you quit leaving your wet towel on the floor? It's seriously annoying.
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
New Year's coming up, 2013. Bet you've got a couple of New Year's resolutions. How about one to clean slate out and start brand new with Joby's? That's right. Make 2013 the year you make good things happen for you and your family. Try Joby's 110% natural. What a great way to start out the new year. If you feel good, so many great things will happen. Call Joby today, 877-300-5632, or go to joebees.com.
Monsters Hockey is back in Cleveland. Get to the queue to be a part of the energy, passion, and excitement of the Lake Erie Monsters.
Saturday, December 22nd is Lumberjacks Night at the queue. The Monsters will be wearing throwback jerseys, and there will be special appearances by a few familiar faces. The first 5,000 fans in the doors will also get a Monsters goalie glove oven mitt.
For tickets, call 216-420-0000. Visit LakeErieMonsters.com or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Your Monsters are presented by Kaiser Permanente. Alive in Cleveland. Alive in you.
It's cold outside. Come into Burlington today for great warm winter coats at incredibly low prices. Nobody has more styles and brands in coats than Burlington Coat Factory. Going in now through Christmas Eve at Kohl's, you could win a dream receipt. One winner every day, every store, and online, too. Kohl's will pick up your entire receipt. Kohl's, expect great things. No purchase necessary. See rules at Kohl's.com/dream receipt.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Hi, this is DeQuille Jackson. On behalf of all of us here at the Cleveland Browns, here's wishing you and yours a very happy and safe holiday season. Go Browns.
From now, yes, indeed, it's a football Wednesday, as so many of us get ready for the holidays. If you're not ready now, I'm not sure when you're going to be ready. Doesn't everybody ask you, are you ready? And I always really don't know how to answer that. I said, yeah, hopefully someone's helped out and I'm covered on this thing. No, I do what I can, but it's great. Does it feel like Christmas though? The whole atmosphere out there too. You know, just green. Looking forward to seeing a little snow when we go to Denver this weekend. Hopefully it'll still be there. But I was talking with Jeff Legwald off air from the Denver Post, and he was saying, you know, living in Denver, you get all four seasons every week. So, anyhow, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, and it is driven by Liberty Ford. And we're so happy to have with us Renee Harvey, the Browns Vice President of Community Outreach. Renee, let's start a very busy week of review here with the Touchdown for Tots recap.
We had our Touchdown for Tots collection at the game this past Sunday, and our fans supported it in a major way. There were over 1,300 toys and $15,000 collected. So huge shout out goes to our fans, as well as a thank you to Majestic Seal USA, who partnered with us again this year. And obviously the biggest thank you goes to the 3rd Battalion, 25th Marines, who partners with us on an annual basis for this great initiative, and we're very proud to work with them.
Yeah, it speaks so well to the generosity of the people of Northeast Ohio. and the holiday extravaganza with the City of Cleveland.
We continued the busy week with one of our largest events with the City of Cleveland. We hosted 100 kids from the different parks and rec centers around the city, and what they thought was going to be a pizza party at the stadium in the locker room, and so Frosty Rucker and several other guys were down there, and really, you know, the kids had a great time as it was, and we took them over to the visitors' locker room and unveiled, basically, it looked like Santa's sleigh behind these dividers, and these kids were extremely excited. They got raffle tickets, and once the raffle ticket was picked, they get to go up and pick anything that they want. So those kids had a great time and a wonderful Christmas, which was provided for by our partner in Russell Athletics, as well as all of the players contributing financially.
Oh, that's tremendous. And that wasn't the only event, Renee. It was just one of many.
You know, it really was. Busy week as we lead into Christmas and the holiday season. Salvation Army, we partnered with them for the Christmas Assistance Program with our Browns Women's Organization and handed out over 7,000 Browns knit hats to those folks that are in need. And several of our players had their own initiatives. Benjamin Watson hosted 25 parents and guardians for a shopping spree so that they could provide a Christmas for their kids. Usama Young provided coats and hats and gloves and scarves for kids in need through Shoes and Clothes for Kids. We had T.J. Ward host event for Applewood Centers actually later this week, and then Reggie Hodges is hosting an event for Northeast Ohio Council of Homeless, our Coalition for the Homeless, for 50 homeless men this evening at the stadium. So our players are absolutely amazing, and it's very good to see them get involved like this.
And Renee, thank you very much.
Thank you, Vic.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
To the Browns official social media pages we go. John from Facebook. He says, I'd like to see Trent Richardson explode through the hole faster. He seems like slow-mo. Using Montario Hardesty as an example, he says he has an explosive style, which helps him break through the second level before the line can react. True and true, John. I see in Trent Richardson, and we've discussed this on the show, a guy who, for probably multiple reasons, is not hitting the hole as fast as he definitely is capable of, definitely capable of more explosive plays. What are the plays? What are the reasons? Well, the rib injury that he's dealt with is not something, and we kind of knew this from the beginning, not something that was going to heal quickly and was going to be something that would linger. And I think that's been one issue, even though it's not something that he, Richardson, has used as a crutch or an excuse. But it was interesting in today's news conference with Pat Shurmur, one reporter asked if Shurmur had even considered shutting down Richardson for these remaining couple of games to, you know, let him heal. And coach said no, that wasn't something he was considering. And I think the general rule of thumb, and of course you're always guided by the health aspect of this, the medical aspect of this, is that he's not going to do harm to himself or be in danger of hurting himself further additionally by playing. And that's, you know, the guidance that coaches take. So that's one thought here. And the other thought is, again, I think transitioning to a game that where the holes for a back close faster. And I would say for Montario Hardesty, who is exploding, who is hitting those holes harder and quicker and making those more explosive plays, I think the difference you have with him is that Montario Hardesty's been at it a little bit longer. And I think Richardson gets there, but he's got to see it. And I think his development, we know has been slowed by, for the obvious reasons, missing all the preseason, all that stuff. That matters. I know it's rehashing stuff, but it's true. Barry from Twitter, he said, looks like another house cleaning at the end of the year. Constant turnover for the Browns. Well, Barry, we'll see what the end of the year brings. But, again, everyone sort of here reacts to the idea that with change of ownership and change of administration, you can expect probably other changes. But what will they be? How sweeping will they be? We'll see. I use the word house cleaning. Again, I can't tell you definitively what that is. But guess what? We're a couple of weeks probably or so from finding out. So we'll see. We'll see where it all stands. And, turnover can be an issue. But if you bring in good people, maybe it's not. Well, we want to thank Dan Fouts and Ben Watson and Jameer Howerton, Jeff Legwald. Want to thank Joe Meadows and Drew Boatner and Dave DiNatale and Renee Harvey. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.